Welcome. I am Andy, and you are listening to Retirement Concerns. Someone somewhere is turning 65, and many more are past that. We all have retirement concerns. Here we will discuss those concerns and hopefully discuss issues you may not have estimated. So please join us now.
Everything they don't say to you in those TV protection ads. Chances are, you've seen those federal medical insurance benefit television plugs highlighting any semblance of William Shatner, George Foreman, Jimmy Walker, and Joe Namath promoting the free healthcare coverage plans offering tempting advantages not accessible from alleged unique government medical care, additionally called customary government medical care. However, would they say they are no doubt? Now that it's government healthcare open enlistment season through December 7th, in the event that you're 65 or more seasoned and qualified for government health care, or a friend or family member is, you'll need to know the response. My companions Talk Cash webcast co-hosts and I just investigated the famous federal medical insurance benefit plans, additionally called government medical care Part C designs, for our most recent episode, talking with federal health insurance expert Diane Ondal of the 65incorporated.com website. These plans, presently picked by 42% of government health care recipients, are sold by confidential well-being guarantors, instead of the elective unique government medical care program presented by the central government. The ads, said Companions Talk Cash co-have Terry Savage, a partnered individual budget writer and writer in Federal Medical Care Master, advance their one-quit shopping and potential cash reserve funds. What the federal health insurance benefit advertisements say. Savage noticed the promotions frequently say, "Let us do everything. Furthermore, we will give you hearing, coverage, and we will give you dental and we will get you and drive you to your medical checkups. We will give you a turkey on Thanksgiving." They guarantee to such an extent. Ondal told audience members, in view of the ads that are on TV consistently, individuals see something they believe will be more practical and afterward they settle on that, Medicare Advantage, inclusion without truly understanding what they're getting into. She's right. A new overview by the Kaiser Family Establishment found that 7 of every 10 federal health insurance recipients didn't look at inclusion options during the latest open enlistment time frame. What's more, in a MedicareAdvantage.com study of north of 1,000 recipients, 3 out of 4 referred to government healthcare as befuddling and hard to comprehend. As per the Kaiser Family Establishment, the typical federal medical insurance recipient has a decision of 54 government medical care plans, there are 766 government healthcare Part D physician recommended drug plans and a record 3,834 federal health insurance benefit plans will be accessible in 2022. Up 8% from 2021. Here is the primary concern from Ondal and the Companions Talk Cash has, some of what you hear on those federal health insurance benefit television advertisements is valid, yet the fine print shows that free isn't actually free. When the ads say zero exceptional, zero deductible and zero copay, that is not the entire story. Before I make sense of reality with regards to government healthcare benefits expenses and inclusion, it might assist with giving a little setting about open enlistment and federal medical insurance benefit plans. Lock-in, federal medical care open enlistment rules are confounded. During yearly open enlistment, federal medical care enrollees can change from unique government medical care to federal healthcare benefit or the reverse way around. Change starting with one federal health insurance benefit plan then on to the next and sign up for a federal medical care Part D professionally prescribed drug plan in specific cases. There's likewise a federal health insurance benefit open enlistment period, from January 1st through Walk 31, when you can switch your benefit plan to an alternate one or change back to unique government health care and sign around for a Section D arrangement. The fine print of federal medical care benefit plans. Government medical care benefit plans, generally packaged with physician-recommended drug inclusion, normally expect you to involve medical care suppliers in their organization. As far as possible, your yearly personal expenses for covered administrations. Individuals need to go past the advertisements to comprehend the fine print of federal medical care benefit plans, Amdahl said. There are for sure zero premium benefit plans, and a significant number of the plans don't have any annual out-of-pocket deductibles. In any case, the zero copay is misdirecting. Zero copay is for your essential specialist, contingent upon where you live, copays might apply in different circumstances. What's more, noted Amdahl, begin diving into the proof of inclusion and you will see that federal medical insurance benefit is pay more only as costs arise, $50 to see a subject matter expert, $400 per day for 5 or 6 days of hospitalization. So you are composing checks, and that is the very thing individuals don't understand. They think zero premium signifies it's free, which it's not. Savage expressed that because of the federal medical insurance program's principles, government medical care benefit enrollees could end up paying personal as much as $7,500 every year, more than $11,000 per year in the event that you use out-of-network medical care suppliers. These plans work best on the off chance that you don't become ill, she said. When you really want to see a great deal of trained professionals, then you begin paying. Amdahl expressed that prior to pursuing a federal medical insurance benefit plan, comprehend that whenever you need care other than a crisis, the arrangement needs to endorse it. Assuming you really want non-intrusive treatment, for example, the arrangement needs to endorse the solicitation for the help and afterward they'll for the most part say the individual gets 3 visits or 5 visits or no big deal either way. Thus, they are controlling the usage of administrations of the individuals, she made sense of. Savage said to change back to customary federal medical care for 2022, you could run into an issue. In the event that you have become sick, there's a clinical endorsing. A medical services supplier should look at you before you're conceded coverage, and in many states they can turn you down for the most extensive government health care supplement, Medigap, plan. Think before you switch. Thus, Savage exhorted, think cautiously before you change out of customary federal medical insurance, which allows you to see pretty much any specialist or go to any clinic. I noticed a new report by the not-for-profit medical services research bunch The Region Asset that saw federal medical insurance benefit plans and conventional government health care. Overpowering dominant parts of government medical care recipients in both customary federal medical insurance and government medical care benefit were happy with their consideration. The analysts found that the benefit plans didn't considerably further develop recipients' medical services encounters contrasted with customary federal medical insurance, yet offered fairly more consideration the executives. That implies the government medical care benefit enrollees were bound to have a therapy plan where somebody would survey their remedies for themselves and handle clinical worries generally rapidly. By giving this extra assistance, federal medical insurance benefit plans are making it simpler for enrollees to get the assist they were expecting to deal with their medical services conditions, the review said. Of those with a medical issue, a bigger portion of federal medical care benefit enrollees in the review said that a medical services proficient had given them clear guidelines about side effects to screen and had examined their needs in focusing on the condition. What are government medical care supplement, Medigap, plans? Federal medical care supplement, Medigap, plans are additionally presented through confidential insurance agency. However, they should incorporate a similar inclusion paying little mind to transporter. Federal medical care supplement plans get the leftover expense sharing for which you would ordinarily be capable with just unique government medical care. Government health care supplement plans empower you to foresee your expenses. Since all plans have similar advantages, you will constantly know your personal cutoff points. At the point when signed up for a government medical care supplement plan, there is no organization of specialists to which you should stick. You can get inclusion from any specialist or emergency clinic that acknowledges unique government medical care across all U.S. states and regions. Furthermore, some Medigap plans, for example, Federal Medical Care Supplement Plan G cover abundance charges in states that permit them. On the off chance that the specialist doesn't acknowledge federal healthcare task, you won't have to pay extra in light of the fact that your Medigap plan safeguards you. What is the distinction between federal medical care benefit and government medical care enhancements? While federal medical insurance supplement plans pay optional to unique government health care, federal health insurance benefit plans become your essential wellspring of inclusion when you select. Government medical care pays a limited add-up to the transporter for the federal medical care benefit plan in which you select to take on your inclusion needs for the schedule year. Those new to government medical care might see a lot of federal health insurance benefit plan advancement through commercials and next to zero advancement of government healthcare supplement plans. This is because of the distinction in transporter net revenues between federal medical insurance benefit and government medical care supplement plans. Contingent upon your way of life, financial plan, and clinical service needs, one arrangement type will suit your necessities more. Federal medical insurance supplement versus federal health insurance benefit upsides and downsides. There are a few distinctions between federal health insurance benefit versus federal health insurance supplement plans. A federal medical insurance benefit plan, Government Medical Care Part C, is organized as an across-the-board choice with low month-to-month expenses. Federal health insurance supplement plans offer extra inclusion to unique government medical care with low to no personal expenses. The graph beneath surveys the upsides and downsides of federal medical care benefit and government medical care supplement plans. With regards to federal health insurance benefit versus federal medical insurance enhancements, the greatest objection we hear from our clients is that they can't precisely foresee their personal expenses when signed up for a government healthcare benefit plan. Then again, the greatest commendation we hear from clients is with respect to government healthcare supplement plans. Most recipients stay with federal medical care supplement plans due to their simplicity and unwavering quality. The choice to go to any specialist that acknowledges unique federal health care is the cherry on top of federal health insurance supplement plans. Which is better, government medical care benefit or federal health insurance supplement? Federal medical insurance doesn't offer a one-size-fits-all arrangement. Thus, the smartest strategy for you is the approach that best meets your medical services needs. Government medical care supplement plans are the most ideal choice, assuming that you need total consolation and consistency with your medical care, however, are open to paying higher charges in return for lower personal expenses. Interestingly, federal medical care benefit plans are the most ideal choice, assuming that you desire to save money on month-to-month charges and get extra advantages while tolerating liability regarding extra personal expenses at the specialist's office. For generally speaking straightforwardness and unwavering quality, our proposal is consistently government healthcare supplement plans. Nonetheless, we realize that may not work for everybody. We want to give you your most ideal choices, paying little heed to design type. How would I pick between government healthcare benefit and federal medical care supplement plans? Do you need unsurprising expenses, the opportunity to pick any specialist, stay away from references, an inward feeling of harmony while voyaging? In the event that you addressed indeed, you are searching for a government medical care supplement plan. Could it be said that you are okay with flighty copayments, severe specialist organizations, and references in return for a lower month-to-month premium and extra advantages? Assuming that your response is indeed, government medical care benefit could work for you. The greatest aspect of working with specialists is that regardless of which choice you pick, we ensure it is an ideal best for you. Maybe you are as of now pondering changing from a federal health insurance benefit to a government medical care supplement plan, or the reverse way around. Where to get government medical care help? And protection specialist can ensure you get the correlations you really want at no expense for you during federal medical care open enlistment. Two other valuable assets for federal medical care open enlistment shopping, notwithstanding 65 incorporated the Medicare.gov site, the eHealth government medical care site. There's no correct with regards to picking either customary federal health care and government medical care benefit plans, Savage said. However long you're very much informed about these government medical care choices, you'll be looking good for 2022.
You've been listening to Retirement Concerns with your host, Andy Barrett. Please join us every week as we discuss new hot topics for retirement concerns, or visit us at retirementconcerns.info for more information. Have a good day.